Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dell Alston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau who is chasing the ball. Alston reaches third base with a triple. Hara scores. Hassey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alston scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Jackson scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Hartzell now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hargrove. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Landreau steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Cubbage moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Alston takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper bunts towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer bunts between the mound and first base. Hartzell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Hargrove reaches third base with a triple. Kuiper scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood bunts towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. John Castano now playing third base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monge. Castano moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Powell reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Alston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alston. Powell scores. Smalley moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Victor Cruz now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alston is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Rosello scores. Alston moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.